Good afternoon. This is your host, Michael J. Long, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. Well, I wanted to talk to you today about tax reform because I feel tax reform is desperately needed in this country. I mean, well, let me just start out by saying this. The income tax is a complete waste of time, and it's just more of a way to increase overall taxes. And I think what we have to do to rein in on the powers that be and the spending and the taxes, all that, reining on a deficit, is we got to cut taxes and we got to cut spending. And, you know, it's a mess that we got ourselves into with all this. But, you know, and I'm not going to go out there and say, oh, let's eliminate taxes, you know. I mean, I'm not going to go out there right away and say, oh, let's eliminate entitlements, because I feel entitlements, you know, to a certain extent, certain individuals, especially people with disabilities and such disabilities like autism, desperately need those services, and many are going to need a lot of support that those services, that those entitlements pay for. Like Social Security, and then like with that you have Medicaid and Medicare. You know, some people have both and some people only have one or the other. So with Medicare, right, it pays for 30% or 50%, 50 or 30% of your overall health expenses, and then the rest is paid for by you. And if you have Medicaid, Medicaid covers whatever Medicare doesn't, but Medicaid is managed by the states and Medicare isn't. And I'm not entirely in favor of eliminating those programs right away, especially considering people who truly and desperately need it. And that brings me to my first and foremost topic, which is tax reform. Because I don't think the income tax is going to, you know, really cover that, you know, without us, you know. I think we are, you know, and first of all, we're spending way too much on, first of all, but first and foremost, we don't need to have the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and all this other garbage that we have with the federal government and all this bloated bureaucracy and the IRS and the Federal Reserves and the income and the printing presses and whatnot. So I would, if there's anything that should be eliminated or abolished, why not abolish the IRS and the Federal Reserves and the income tax, and then have the income tax actually replaced with the fair tax or a reasonable tax system similar to the fair tax. And then if it's going to take an agency to manage that, let Congress be that agency. And then that way Congress can learn, hey, maybe we shouldn't just increase taxes or whatever, especially if they had to actually manage the taxes from the laws that they passed, right? So, and from the research I've done with the, fair tax, it seems like it's revenue neutral, and I think from what I gather, it will overall reduce the overall tax rate. And it's kind of like a sales tax, because if you live like a millionaire, you're gonna pay, you're gonna pay a little bit more than if you were, you know, depending on how you live. So it doesn't tax you in its entirety the way the income tax is, which is if your income is X amount, that's how much you're going to pay. But instead, it's revenue neutral, and, you know, it charges you based on how you live versus how you, which is And overall, you'd be paying less taxes regardless, but you would pay a little bit more in the short run term if you were living like a millionaire, even if you weren't, you know, the biggest millionaire on the block, let's say. But, you know, at least from what I gather, from the research, I'd have to do a little bit more research on it, to verify that point. But I would say there's a lot of good pieces in it. And, you know, overall, the tax rate would go down on everybody who pays taxes overall. And the makeup, and it wouldn't affect Medicaid or Medicare or CHIPS and some of the more important programs, especially considering that people do need to be on it. And so that's as far as tax reform is concerned. And I think as far as the, I'm just winging it today, but I think as far as, the programs are concerned, like for Social Security and the programs that are governed under Social Security, which include Medicaid, which include Medicare, you know, wait till the retirement people perish or whatever, and then you could say, okay, we're going to transition to private charity and private contributions to pay for Medicaid and Medicare instead of the taxpayers. But in the meantime, because we made a promise to the seniors that we were going to, you know, cover them when they, you know, retired, we should at least do that. If you're a libertarian and you feel that, you know, you want to honor your contracts, well, that's one way of doing it. And gradually raise the retirement age, and, you know, then you can go from there to then transition to private contributions and private charities. Now, in the meantime, the way you would pay for that would be with the fair tax instead of the income tax. Because and I'll tell you this much, the income tax, that's what needs to go. That's what needs to be replaced with the fair tax. And I'll tell you this much, with the fair tax, you'd be much better off and everybody would be paying overall a reduced rate than what we're paying now. And it wouldn't be based on income as much as it would be depending on how you live, but it would balance out, because the people who live like poor would pay a little less and the people who live rich will pay a little more, but it'll still balance out to where everybody's paying at the same rate overall or something like that. So it wouldn't be like substantial. It wouldn't be like 50, 80, it wouldn't be like 60 or 70% of your profits or anything like that. That's from the research that from what I gather and all that. Of course, I would need to look more into it, and I know there's been controversy about it, but the people that promote it seem to think it's a pretty good deal. But I do believe that tax reform is needed and desperately needed thereof, because the income tax and the capital gains taxes and all these taxes that require a sales tax on everything that you purchase to, you know, the overall income tax, taxing you a percentage of your, you know, what you earn, it hurts everybody when taxes get increased and all this other stuff. So I think tax reform is desperately needed going forward, and I think one way to do that is to tax, which would reduce the tax rate. It would still cover for Medicaid, Medicare, CHIPS, and Social Security. You know, and it wouldn't even do a dime. It wouldn't even affect Customs, ICE, or Border Patrol on any immigration on that front. But it's overall a pretty good program, if you ask me. And I think also we have to acknowledge, too, that we can afford to privatize the National Weather Service, the VA, which, if you don't know what that is, that's the Veterans Administration. And I would start out by privatizing that. I would privatize the USPS and the mail service. You know, go from there. And I think those are achievable goals. And then we can say, well, let's abolish every other federal government agency that we don't need or that doesn't fit the criteria of government in and itself. We would still retain Medicaid, Medicare, CHIPS, and we would replace the income tax with the fair tax, and then we can get rid of the printing presses, we can return to the gold standard, and go from there. And I think that's the best way to go about doing it. And then we can focus on campaign finance reform, and so on and so forth. But, I mean, if you want to talk about what a good agenda should be, that's a good agenda right there. Because almost every other federal government agency, we don't need. And that includes the EPA. I mean, oh my God, let me tell you. The EPA, all they know how to do is go after people who want to live their lives. Go after people because they violated some regulation that some bureaucrat made and then didn't tell them about it until they decide, hey, you're in violation or blah, 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 but they didn't notify them in advance that such and such regulation was being made. And then they turn around and say, but you're violating those regulations. And so that, I think, needs to be addressed as well. I'm all in favor of tax reform. And if you got any idea on how, or if you got any good idea on what you think would be best for tax reform, you can always feel free to subscribe below on my YouTube channel. Just hit the bell and subscribe. You can message me on that and I'll get back to it whenever I get around to it. But, I think that tax reform is desperately needed. I think we can get to a point where we can fund Medicaid and Medicare and CHIPS, those certain government programs for people who truly are dependent on those services, or like in some instances depend on it where they wouldn't be able to survive without it, because they don't have the cognitive ability, because they have some kind of disability they were born with, that they don't have the ability to get a job, to work, or to apply for private charities, or any of that sort of stuff. So, anyways, that's something to think about, and also, you know, that all of it is something to think about. And I'm Michael J. Long, and really, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.